This is a quick review for Ksuvos Daf Hey Amud Aleph, starting on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis. The last statement of the Braisa was that you're not allowed to have Bia Rishona neither on Erev Shabbos nor on Motzoi Shabbos. So we ask the question, why on Erev Shabbos can you not have Bia Rishona? So you say Mishum Chabura. We'll get back to that discussion later. It's going to cause a wound, which is also on Shabbos, but why not on Motzoi Shabbos? So the first possibility of the Gemara is Mishum Cheshbonos, but we discussed that it's actually mutter to have Cheshbonos Shal Mitzvah, and therefore that can't possibly be the reason. Rather, the Gemara concludes in the name of Rabbi Zeira that the reason is Sheva Yishchat Ben Of. Maybe he will, in his zealousness to prepare for the wedding, shecht an animal before Shabbos is actually over. So then Abaye says, wait a minute, doesn't that apply to Yom Kippur as well? And they said, no, there's only a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur during the day. Plus, Yom Kippur is your own feast, as opposed to here, you're worried about all your guests. Then the Gemara then says, okay, so therefore you can suggest that this would apply also to the case of Erev Shabbos. Maybe you will be shochet a ben of on Erev Shabbos because you didn't finish all your preparations before Shabbos. Now the Gemara deals with a new shayla, which is, do we say that you have to wait until the Wednesday night to have Bia Rishona, or can you even have Bia Rishona Wednesday during the day? Are we choshesh that he's going to calm down, or no, maybe we're not choshesh during that short period of time that he's going to calm down and not go to Beis Din if he has a Tainas Pesulin. So we try to bring a raya that basically the day went Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, has a bracha l'dagim, and Friday, which would be Thursday night, has a bracha l'adam. That's referring to the bracha pruravu that was put into the sheshes emei bereshes. So we see the reason is dafka bracha, but a kriya daita is not the reason. So then we just said on the side, why not have an almana be boil on the chamishi? We said the bracha of adam is greater. And then we said a new takana of shakdu, that there should be at least 3 days that the husband is misameach with his wife if he marries an almana. So therefore, we want him to get married on Thursday, and he'll be there. He'll be together with his wife for at least 3 days, and he won't get up and go to work. And we have these two reasons because there would be a nafkamina between them. If the bracha was the only reason, then we wouldn't be concerned if a person didn't have a job or yantav was coming up and he wasn't going to get up and go to work anyway, and therefore we have shakdu and the bracha la'adam as two separate reasons in terms of why we dafka want an almana to get married on Thursday. Now the Gemara has a brief agadat over here where they discuss the idea of ma'aseh yadayim shel tzadikim is greater than the Asiya Shemayim Va'aretz, because by Shemayim Va'aretz it says Hashem only used one hand, but by Maisa Tzadikim it refers to hands. And then as a way to explain one of the psukim, we pointed out that a Maisa Yad of one hand could be divided up into fingers, and brought a raya from a pasuk that discusses fingers. And then we mentioned that people have separated fingers with pointy tips because we want to be able to put our fingers in our ears and not hear Dvarim Asurim. Same thing with the soft parts of our ears. We want to be able to avoid hearing Dvarim Asurim. Now the Gemara gets into a discussion of Bia Rishona on Shabbos. We mentioned that there was a day that it's an Isser to have Bia Rishona on Shabbos because of the Chabura, but now the Gemara gets into it much more deeply. And we say that here are the variables that could come into play. Number one, Dam Mifkad Pakid versus Chaburei Mechbar. If it would be Mifkad Pakid, we would assume that it would not be a Chabura because the Dam is considered there, ready to come out, and you're not considered to be creating a wound on Shabbos. But even if you say it's Mifkad Pakid, you're still creating a Pesach, and that would be a Dav Ashena Miskavin, which is a Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether that's an Heter Gomer according to Rabbi Shimon versus an Isser according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then we say, even if you would say, so then it would be Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, but even if you say Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that the Pesach would be considered a Kilkel, and therefore that might be considered Mutter under these circumstances, or it could be a Tikkun and would be Usser. That is one possible way to learn it. Another possibility, if you take the Chiburei Michbar path, so then we say, still it could be a Davashin Meskavin, because he's not Meskavin for the Chabura, he only is Meskavin Lahanas Atzmo. And therefore, it would be subject to the same machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda by a Davashin Meskavin. And even if you say it's halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Davashin Meskavin is still Usser, it could be Makalkel, and therefore, if you hold that it's Makalkel, then you could suggest it's further a machlokas. Rabbi Huda in that case would hold Mekalkel as mutter, and Rabbi Shimon holds Mekalkel as usser.